We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk. On the line with us right now, LSU baseball coach Paul Mainieri. Coach, how are you, and thanks for joining us.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So you guys ready to go? Tomorrow night kicks off game one of the Super Regional, and I think you announced Mikhail Hilliard as the starter. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, we're all set here in beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee. We finished practice today, had a little post-game press conference, and everybody's settling into the hotel rooms, and time to play ball tomorrow night.
Coach, when I saw you at the regional in Eugene, you look like you're at peace. Is that an accurate way of describing how you feel right now?
I think that's pretty accurate, Christian. I've been laboring mentally for a long time about this decision that I made a couple weeks ago, and feel a little bit relieved having made the decision and know what I'm decided, and you know that this is my last year, and just enjoying every moment that I'm still out there on the field with the boys, and trying to do the best job that I can for them, and hoping that we can finish the season strong. It was an exciting weekend. I'm really proud of the kids that we lost the first game and didn't give up. And we did something that was pretty significant, that had never been done before at LSU, having lost the first game and then come back and win four straight elimination games and to win a regional on the road, first time since 1989. I'm just really proud of the kids. And I was excited for them, not so much for me, but just excited for them that they got to experience something that they'll cherish for the rest of their lives.
You've experienced several super regionals. Have you found yourself this week just pausing and at least soaking this one in a little bit more than maybe you had in the past?
Well, it's always exciting to be in a super regional. This is, I think, my 10th one. We've won 10 regionals, 9 here at LSU and 1 at Notre Dame. And, you're 2 wins away from going to Omaha. And that's exciting enough in itself. This one is, obviously a little different, knowing that it's my last one and our last chance to go to Omaha and play for a national championship. So there's probably something a little bit different for this one. But, the competitor in me just wants a win. And trying to get the team in the best possible position to give us a chance to be successful tomorrow night and the day after that. And hoping that we can, be victorious this weekend and be able to climb on a plane next week to head to Omaha. And, I'm not really thinking about what if we don't, and is this the end for me? And, trying to stay away from those kind of emotions. I just want to see these kids go out there and play well and experience the success and give them a chance to go play in Omaha. It's a wonderful thing to give them that experience, and I hope we can do it.
Coach, at your time at LSU, you've been really good about recognizing when, your team might be feeling the pressure a little bit because they're ranked highly, or they're hosting in front of a big, big crowd, or it's a big moment in general. And you've talked about how you've recognized that and been able to get them to kind of relax a little bit. Is this team being, as they've dubbed themselves, the road dogs, are they pretty relaxed?
I feel like they're relaxed and ready to go. I think they're, what they did this past weekend gave them a lot of confidence, and I think they feel pretty good about themselves right now, and that they're they're excited about playing this weekend. And, you know, it's no secret that, you know, we took it on the chin here back in March. You know, we were very competitive. We lost three games by a total of four runs. We out-hit this team 31-20 in the three games. And, you know, we just came up short in the three ball games. I don't think we felt like we were overmatched. And you know, we got whipped badly. We just didn't, you know, find a way to win the games. And it was a little frustrating for us. And I think the kids are excited about a little bit of redemption and showing that we can beat these guys. And it won't be easy. They've got a great ball club, and they're going to be in their home ballpark, and they're playing with a lot of confidence as well. You don't win 20 games in the SEC without having a really good club, and they played really well last weekend in the regional. There's no gimmies, obviously, when you get to this point. But I think our kids are really excited about it, and they feel good about themselves, and they're going to go out there and let it rip tomorrow night. And you know, if we're not victorious, it won't be because the kids are playing tight or not giving it everything they've got. They're going to go out there and have fun and represent LSU the way LSU is supposed to be represented.
Coach, with my next question, I'm not trying to pile on about that series back in March. Was that also the series where I think your bullpen issued an inordinate amount of free passes, whether it's hit by pitch or walks? Was that the case in that series as well?
That's part of Tennessee's style of play, and their coach preaches that. You know, they're very patient at the plate, and we've got to avoid that. I mean, we out-hit them, but when you add in the walks and so forth, you know, they had a lot of base runners. And, you know, this is a ballpark that is typical of a lot of ballparks in the SEC. It's very small. It's 365, which is very short, deep right center field. It's 320 down the line. And so, you know, when you play in parks like this, sometimes your pitchers are reluctant to throw the ball over the plate for fear of giving up a pop-up home run. And like I told Alan Dunn, it's one thing to give up a solo home run. It's another thing to walk a batter or walk two batters and then give up a home run. So we've got to stay away from the free passes. You know, they go up there looking to walk or getting hit by pitches, and we've got to avoid that. Even if we give up some home runs, if we give up the solo variety, you know, I don't think solo home runs beat you. And, you know, the Tennessee staff, on the other hand, they don't give up a lot of walks. And, you know, we can hit the ball out of the ballpark, too. They have 92 home runs. I think we have like 87. But, you know, their team walks a lot more than we do. So, you know, we just got to be able to defensively, you know, with our pitching staff, throw the ball over the plate and make the plays defensively. And if they hit home runs, they hit home runs. You tip your hat to them. But, you know, I think our hitters are going to be ready to swing the bats as well.
LSU baseball coach Paul Manera here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, you mentioned how good of a hitting team they are. You touched on their pitching. But do you feel like a big story for them is their pitching out of the bullpen as well?
Well, they have a couple of really good kids out of the bullpen. But this one kid in particular, Hundley, has emerged as their closer. And he's a lot like Copps is with Arkansas. You know, he threw two games this past weekend and threw 65 pitches both times. So I don't know how they do it, some of these guys. You know, they seem to have rubber arms that never get hurt, and they can use them a lot. He's pitched in 32 ball games this year. So, you know, he's good. He pitched against us in, I think, all three games last time we were here, and he was hard to hit. He relies on his fastball a lot. So he tries to jam the hitters, and we've got to make some adjustments. And we know what he's going to try to do. We just got to be able to make the adjustment and be able to, you know, be able to hit him. So anyway, yeah, they've got a couple left-handers that they use out of the bullpen that are more crafty in their style of pitching. But they rely pretty much on their three starting pitchers and three or four guys out of the bullpen. They don't go too deep in their staff, and yet they've been very successful.
Have you seen many LSU Tigers fans up there make the trip to Knoxville?
Not yet. I'm sure that there's going to be some. The NCAA requires the host school to give us, I think, 600 tickets, so I'm sure we're going to use those up, and I'm sure they'll be loud. They were loud out in Eugene, and they traveled all the way across the country to do that. So, you know, obviously Knoxville's not quite as far as Eugene, Oregon. I have a feeling there'll be some good loud LSU fans here. You know, they'll be outnumbered, but not by terribly amount. I think the stadium only holds about 5,000 people. But I think the Tennessee folks are pretty excited, but I think our LSU fans will show up and make themselves noticed here as well.
Do you expect the Tennessee fans to treat you any differently than it did last time?
Oh, I made some comments after the game. You know, I didn't really mean to be as offensive as they were portrayed to be. Honestly, I apologize to you at the press conference for putting my foot in my mouth. I really wasn't meaning to insult anybody. The Tennessee fans were, you know, no different than SEC fans anywhere else, you know, including Alec Box Stadium. They root for their team, and, you know, a handful of fans were riding Trey Morgan, and I just was making a comment and answering a question. Somebody asked me about, you know, how our freshmen reacted to their first time on the road in the SEC, and I was just mentioning about how they were riding Trey Morgan, and he didn't handle it very well for the first few innings of the first game. He adjusted as the weekend went on, and he handled it great after that. He had a five-hit game the second game and played really well in the third game. But somebody, you know, wrote a story, and it went viral, and it made it sound like I was really criticizing the Tennessee fans, and that was really not my intention. You know, it was
– All you said was they were nasty. All you said was they were nasty.
It was really blown out of proportion, and, you know, I was not insulting anybody, really. The Tennessee fans are great, just like LSU fans and every other – city in our league. You know, they root for they love their team, and they root for their kids, and few fans get on the other team to try to distract them away from doing their job. And, you know, I really didn't mean to insult anybody, and I apologize if I did. So I wouldn't expect anything different than they'll be rooting like crazy for their Tennessee Vols, and our fans will be rooting for our fans, and I mean for our team. And there'll be some people that'll be getting on our kids, but you find that everywhere. Hey, have you ever been to Ole Miss and listened to the fans behind the right field fence? It's not going to be any different than anywhere else, I can assure you.
Coach, I'm not speaking for you, but, man, from this chair, from where I'm seeing, what I'm sitting, you don't have to apologize. But, look, good luck to you guys this weekend, and thanks for the time.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right, first pitch tomorrow, game one, LSU and Tennessee, 6 o'clock right here on the home of the Tigers, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.